Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Monstrous Agonies. Episode 18. Not as many bones as you might expect. If you've just tuned in, you're right on time for our advice segment, where I answer listeners' questions about all aspects of life in the creature community. Our first letter this evening is from a friend with benefits whose situation is proving less beneficial than they might have hoped. My friend and I recently struck up a more physical relationship than we've had before. It's not an especially romantic relationship, or at least no more than every friendship is a little romantic, but I particularly appreciate that because we already know each other so well, we've been able to feel comfortable with one another far faster than I have with other partners. My friend comes from a corporeally fluid genus. She has a shape that she generally prefers, and it is helpful to have a recognisable form sometimes, but she's pretty relaxed about how she looks, generally speaking. The first few times we went to bed together, she did whatever she felt comfortable with, body-wise. I'm pretty well down for whatever, so no problems there. But then she asked if there was anything I'd particularly like. Well, of course there is. We all have our things. I told her, and she was all for it. It was good. It was, God, anyway, not the point. The thing is, she did it again the next time, and the next, and I like it, obviously, but, well, it's kind of intense. I usually need a day or so to get the feeling back in my arms, not to mention the clean-up, My poor washing machine's on its last gasp. So, yes, fun, but very much a sort of special occasion thing. I'm starting to worry she thinks it's the only thing I'm into, or that her having them, whatever they are, is some kind of prerequisite to my sleeping with her. I like her, whatever she looks like, whatever her body is doing, it's all her, and that's what I'm into. How do I tell her I don't need all the bells and whistles, without sounding like I'm rejecting her? And preferably, without taking the bells and whistles off the table entirely. Listener, I suspect that once you summon the courage to have this conversation, it will probably go much better than you think. You've been very clear here about how you feel about your friend and her body. You just need to communicate those feelings as clearly to her as you have to me. To avoid causing unnecessary hurt or insecurity, concentrate on the positives. Frame your conversation as a discussion of what you like rather than a complaint about what you don't. You enjoy your friend's body, whatever shape it takes. Tell her that. Tell her too that you've enjoyed the various different kinds of sex you've had together. You might bring up other new things you'd like to try, making it clear you're interested in her, not just this thing she can do. Trust is a tricky thing. The only way to build it is to act as if it's already there. Someone has to be the first to take the plunge and make themselves vulnerable. Consider this an opportunity to reaffirm the trust you have in your friend by sharing your true thoughts and feelings. And who knows? Perhaps she'll have some suggestions of her own about how to pass the time together. The Night Folk Network, brought to you by Rising Sun Security, experts in circadian safety. Rising Sun Security, make every hour count. Our second letter tonight is from a listener who wants to connect with a new colleague. I noticed her on my first day. At first, I thought I knew her from somewhere. I had such a strong sense of recognition, like her name was on the tip of my tongue. But in the blur of new names to put to new faces, I lost track of her. I didn't see her again for a few weeks. Or at least, I don't remember seeing her. It was someone's leaving party, I think. I hadn't really been there long enough to care. But there was free cake, and the excuse to get away from the computer for a half hour. She was at the back of the room, incongruous in her dark clothes against the brightly coloured decorations. She was looking at me. I thought perhaps I was just in her eyeline, but no. Even when I moved, her eyes followed me. It came over me like a creeping thing. My obsession. I started to think about her more and more. I kept seeing her out the corner of my eye, but if I turned to look, she was gone. It didn't matter. Even if I couldn't see her, I was aware of her, as if she were a stone on the blanket of the universe, pulling everything around her into the black hole at her centre. I started staying later and later, though I barely managed to make up for the work lost during the day. I was so distracted by the thought of her. I tried to ask about her, but when my colleagues asked who I meant, what could I say? Her. The one. The only woman in the universe. Then, one night, I thought everyone had gone home. I'm sure everyone had gone home. and I felt it. Her presence, the burn of her gaze on the back of my neck. I didn't look round. I knew if I did, she'd leave. The creak of something, a footstep, or the wind. I could smell metal, iron. My throat was so dry, my voice barely a whisper as I begged her, just once, please stay. A sharp inhale, her mouth so close she could have tasted me. I turned, and she was gone. I couldn't feel her anymore. I waited, but she'd gone. It's been 2 weeks, and I haven't seen her. But God, I can't stop thinking about her. I don't feel well. My hair's coming out. I don't remember when I last slept. There's no difference now between dreaming and waking. It's all her. She's burrowed in under my skin. She's burning me up inside. I should be afraid, but I'm not. I'm ready. How do I show her I'm ready? Oh, listener, congratulations. Falling in love is an exhilarating experience, though not without its ups and downs, as you've discovered. The first throes of a new infatuation are often marked by unusual or erratic behaviour. Your body is being saturated in a dizzying cocktail of hormones, including some that are related to the fight-or-flight adrenal reaction. It's no wonder you can't concentrate in the office with all that going on inside you. But I know no amount of science is going to help the way you feel. What might soothe your anxiety is that, from what you've told me, it does seem like your feelings are reciprocated. Of course, the only way to know for sure is to communicate with the object of your affections. Her preference for approaching you alone rather than when your colleagues are around suggests that privacy is important to her. She may be unsure about mixing work with pleasure, or perhaps she's simply shy. Moving your work pattern to allow for more time in the office alone might encourage her to approach you once more. Though do be sure not to work over your paid hours. In terms of communication itself, there do seem to be some obstacles to overcome. It's a shame your office safety regulations likely don't allow open flames, or else I might suggest a mullein candle or two to help things move along. Failing that, try a cup of mugwort tea for you, and perhaps leaving out some snacks for her. Apples are traditional, but I'm sure a chocolate biscuit or two wouldn't go down badly. These efforts should be enough to let her know you're interested. And if she doesn't respond to your advances, I recommend a weekend in your pajamas with a tub of ice cream and some weepy movies. The Night Folk Network on 131.3 FM, the voice of liminal Britain. The time is 2 o'clock on Thursday morning. Next tonight, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, there's no better time to revisit that classic of creature television, Love in a Time of Garlic. Panned by critics, LTG, as it is affectionately known by fans.
We don't cheat. I know we don't. 2 o'clock, we have something very exciting.
Episode 18 of Monstrous Agonies was written and performed by H.R. Owen. To submit your own letters and suggestions, head over to our website at monstrousagonies.co.uk, email us at submissions@monstrousagonies.co.uk, or find us on Tumblr at Monstrous Agonies. Huge thanks this week to our latest supporter on Patreon, Mrs. Noggin. Hello, friend. Mrs. Noggin has brought our number of patrons into double digits. Thanks so much, everyone who's supported us so far. It makes a real difference. If you haven't signed up yet, you can pledge as little as £1 a month at patreon.com/monstrousagonies. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. The theme tune is Dakota by Unheard Music Concepts. Thanks for listening, and remember, the real monsters are the friends we made on the way.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.